With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Government has announced Cayman's first national cancer policy with new screening guidance. The act covers prevention, early detection, diagnosis, and ongoing care. Health Minister, the Honourable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes, calls it groundbreaking for the islands.
The publication of the Cayman Islands' very first national cancer policy marks a historic milestone in our commitment to improving the health and well-being of our people.
The policy standardizes when people should be screened, how often, and which test to use for bowel, cervical, and female breast cancers. Government says these are the only three cancers with evidence-effective population screening approaches. The aim is consistent screening service across the islands. In other news, government has appointed consultants to develop Cayman's first comprehensive trade development framework. In a release this week, the Ministry of Tourism and Trade Development says GFA Consulting Group, headquartered in Germany, received the one-year contract after an open procurement process, which was signed on July 17th. St. Lucia-based Preville and Associates will lead a three-person team. Working with the Advisory Trade Commission, it will examine how goods are sourced, where they originate, and opportunities to broaden reliable trading partners while maintaining the security and continuity of critical imports. The work also includes an analysis of import costs aimed at identifying measures to reduce the cost of goods and key commodities affecting the cost of living. The ministry says the project will deliver a final framework within 12 months. Finally, the Health Services Authority plans to create a chief operating officer role as part of its governance reform program. The Ministry of Health says the position will be recruited through the HSA's established leadership and board process.
As it relates to the future recruitment, I think that there isn't any deviation from the way in which recruitment is being done.
Health Minister, the Honourable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes, says the position is a medium-term recommendation from the KPMG review and would require ministry financial support.
It will still be done through the Chief Executive Officer of HSA and through the HSA board, who would approve and agree. And then, of course, by extension, the ministry, who would have to support that by way of, you know, finances.
The ministry says medium-term recommendations are expected to be implemented over 6 to 24 months. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.